I see.
We took 6 weeks of basic, but they weren't too hard on us.
Yeah.
But they sure are. You know, we don't ever touch a gun. See, didn't you? We don't have guns. We were mechanics and
yes.
other things, firemen. And we didn't have a gun. They had guns there, but but I never had a gun.
Well, you sure lucked out. That's
oh,
great.
I sure did. I sure did. Of course, my brother went in before I did, and he was killed in a car wreck right after he went in. He
oh,
just
really?
Did 6 weeks.
Hmm. In Texas? Was he still in Texas?
He was situated, he was situated at Wichita Falls.
Oh, was
Shepherd
that
right? Air Force Base.
Yeah.
He's coming home, and three people in a car, and it's Springtown, I believe it is. Is that a little town between,
I think it is.
And a big old truck run over a car and killed them all, and didn't hurt the truck people. Killed every one of them.
Oh, dear.
We didn't have no... They bought off all the witnesses, the truck people did, and they couldn't even talk. They said, we can't talk. So, you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Oh, dear. Was he older or younger?
He was my younger brother.
Yeah.
He was just... He volunteered.
Yeah, how old was he?
He's 21, I believe.
Mm.
You know, it's in 1941 when the war... Just as the war broke out. It started in 41. And he just went ahead and volunteered because he figured he'd be drafted. He went on and got in there.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the first. And,
That's so sad.
Oh, yeah. If he'd have lived, it sure made a difference in our family life.
Really?
Because he's going to be a mechanic. He was really interested in that and going on, you know, to other higher stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did you have other brothers and sisters?
I have four, but they're all dead.
Is that
he got killed. My oldest brother died of a heart attack, and my next oldest brother, he had a stroke, and then my baby brother, he had appendicitis, and he's 5 years old. And the doctors just didn't know what it was until it was too late. He lived about 2 or 3 days. He died a horrible death in the world.
Oh, dear.
And he was 5 years old, but he could take a baseball and throw it as good as a grown person.
Really? Athletic little guy.
Oh,
huh?
Goodness, yeah, he'd have been a champion. See, Mama's brother was a professional ball player in the major leagues. He played for San Francisco.
Yeah.
He's a pitcher.
Oh.
And a hitter, too. And
well, so it runs in the family.
It does. And I want to be a ball player, but Daddy always wanted us to farm. He never did encourage us to be that.
Yeah.
And I could always throw a ball. I want kill a chicken, I'd say, you know, I just go out with a rock and I just hit that old chicken in the head.
Golly!
But, you know, I could hit anything I wanted to.
Golly, I'm amazed! I can't even throw it in the same direction, you know.
Well,
that
the thing is this finger right there tells me.
Yeah?
As you touch that, and when you turn it loose, you know where it's going. And this is your eyes. It's hard to explain that.
Yeah.
But I know where I can put that ball, you know. I'd say, well, wherever you want me to throw it, just hold your hand.
Yeah.
And I could throw a fastball that they couldn't hardly see it. And nobody taught me how. And I believe that if I hadn't threw my arm away right after I got out of the service, just cutting up and didn't warm up and throwing them fastballs.
Oh, what'd you do that?
And I pulled something loose in it. I could taste blood for 2 or 3 days in my mouth, and that hurt me.
Mm.
And I pulled, don't tell what I did to that muscle in there.
Mm-hmm.
Cause throwing that fastball, and if I had just survived, I'd like to compete against these big shots talking about throwing a ball 95 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I believe I could beat them because I had a secret way that I threw that ball, and I haven't found no pitcher that I found that can tell me how they throw a fastball because
it's just...
Well, it's one thing. See, you bring your wrist back here, and when you get it right here, you snap it. See that?
Yeah.
I can throw it. You can take a ball and do that and throw it across the room, just snapping. Well, that doubles the speed of that ball like you're throwing the arm.
Oh.
See, if you're throwing this way, just normal throw.
Yeah.
But if you snap it, then you snap your whole body. Just like a rubber band, your whole body springs forth. Just you got to go this way because that recoil will knock you.